Have a cavalier. Have a cavalier. Extremely mild.
Have you tried that wonderful new cigarette? Long, flavorful, and extremely mild. The name is Cavalier, just like a knight of old. But it's a modern blend. Fine tobaccos of the original colonial type with a natural flavor and aroma.
So listen, if it's mildness you're missing, have a Cavalier.
It's Grand Ole Opry time, transcribed from the Rhine-Main Air Base near Frankfurt, Germany, the Grand Ole Opry. Another Prince Albert show starring Red Foley.
Now listen while I tell you about a place I know, down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night. Let's go! Crack guitar, they get the kicks from an old fruit jar. They do the boogie to an old square dance. The woods are full of couples looking for romance. They struggle and they shuffle till broad daylight. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. Yes, sir! I know, down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night.
Oh, boy, these boys over here are certainly wonderful, I'll tell you, boy. Yes, sir. Boys, thank you. Thank you a lot, men, and a great big howdy to all you Air Force men here tonight, and to all of our friends and neighbors from Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry.
Well, this is a wonderful turnout tonight at Rhine-Main Air Base near Frankfurt, Germany, and it's good to get a reception like this after our fast flight from Nashville, Tennessee. Red Foley, Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, and the Grand Ole Opry gang are here for a whirlwind tour of Air Force and Army installations and hospitals in Europe.
Yes, sir, and as a special treat tonight for you men, we've got with us a lovely little singing star, Miss Judy Martin, and a good old boy that everybody loves, Roy A. Cup and his Smoky Mountain Boys.
Say, Red.
Yeah,
maybe
Grant?
My eyes aren't just what they used to be, but I could have sworn I saw a squirrel dressed up like a man, hat and all.
Well, Grant, no, that ain't no squirrel, son. That is the first citizen of Hohenwald, Tennessee, Rod Brasfield. Rodney,
huh?
How in the world do you like it here, son?
By Ned, I like it, Mr. Foley. I sure am glad to be here. I ain't never been here before, and I'm always glad to get to go where I ain't never been at.
Well, Rodney, that is a mighty good reason.
Hey, Red. Yeah. Hey, Red, that's been you telling funny stories.
You want me to help you, huh?
Yeah.
All right, shoot away.
I'm going to ruin you, boy.
You're going to ruin me?
Hey, Red. Hey, Miss Foley, you know what the little chicken said when it found an orange in its mama's nest?
I don't believe I do. What?
Says, oh, look at the orange mama laid. Oh, it just kills me to get a good one like that. Howdy, friends. Ain't so hot today, is it? I'm so mad I could eat a banana. The other morning at breakfast there, all of us kids is in the kitchen there where Mommy was a-cooking breakfast, and as fast as she'd fry a flapjack and put it on a plate, one of us kids would grab it and eat it up. And, well, she always picked on me anyhow, so directly she says, "Rodney, do you know how many flapjacks you've done ate up already?" I says, "No, Mommy, I ain't been keeping no account." She said, "Well, you're eating your 27th one right now." That made me so mad, I got up and went out there and wouldn't eat no breakfast. We got a lot of twins in our family down home there in Hohenwald. We've got a lot of twins in our family. I've got two twin twisters. Twin twisters. They named them Kate and Duplicate. They look so much apart, can't nobody tell them together. Got two twin brothers. They named them old Pete and Repeat. Even my own mommy can't tell Pete and Repeat apart. The other day, old Pete stole the baked tater out of the kitchen there. Mommy whooped Repeat for it. Old Pete never did know the difference. By Ned, Repeat did. Then one day, Pete got sick, and Mommy gave Repeat some medicine. Old Pete never did know the difference. Repeat did. Last summer, old Pete was going to get married there one day, and Repeat got up that morning before he did and married his gal. She never did know the difference. Repeat did.
Going to pick and sing now, Red? I hope.
Well, I'm going to pick Prince Albert, Grant, like I always do, and sing about it, too. Is that what you mean?
Well, not exactly. By pick, I meant play your guitar, but, well, congratulations on picking rich, full-flavored Prince Albert, Red. That's a job of picking everyone should do.
Yes, sir, and seems to me most fellas do pick Prince Albert, Grant. Prince Albert is the largest selling smoking tobacco in America.
Well, does that surprise you much, Red? Don't you realize that Prince Albert's choice tobacco is specially treated to ensure against tongue bite and crimp cut to burn slow and even and smoke cool?
Well, now, wait, who said I was surprised? I'm just surprised sometimes that everybody doesn't smoke it regularly, Grant. You get so much extra smoking pleasure from Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Remember, men, for convenience, buy Prince Albert in the handy pocket tin with the humidor top. For economy, buy Prince Albert in the big pound size.
And now then, here comes that singing sweetheart, boys, that we promised you right out of the hills like the rest of us. She crossed the old Atlantic by plane this week to be here and to bring you a touch of straight from the heart singing, boys. Here's that sweet little gal, Miss Judy Martin. Come out here, Judy. Well, Judy, my goodness, no need of me asking you how it feels to be here in Germany singing before all these wonderful men, is it? Huh?
Oh, they're wonderful, aren't they? They've been so nice to us.
I agree with you, Judy. You know, one of the finest crews in the Air Force brought us over here, and since we've arrived, everyone's just as friendly as the folks back there in Brea, Kentucky. You know it?
That's right.
If I know these fine boys the way I think I do, they had one particular favorite that they wanted you to sing, and I think you know what it is, one that your sister wrote.
Yes, sir. It's Jealous Heart, and here it is.
Jealous Heart.
Jealous heart, oh, jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven him away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. Through the years, his memory will haunt me. Even though we're many miles apart, it's so hard to know he'll never want me. 'Cause he heard your beating, jealous heart.
want me, all because of you, old jealous heart.
Thanks a lot, Miss Judy. Well, sir. That sure was a good song, you know, for variety's sake. Well, look who's here. You know, they say variety is the spice of life, but not always, I say. You take me, for instance, I always smoke Prince Albert, and I wouldn't change for anything.
Mr. Foley?
Yes, Rodney?
You know what there Miss Judy sure tan sang, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You know, she comes from a big family, too.
They've got
7 boys and 8 girls and 2 other kids.
Yeah. Oh, well, listen, that's a big family you belong to yourself, you know.
Yeah, big?
Yeah.
Why, Flitter, yes, we've got 27 young'uns at home in all.
And then, boy, that is a lot of young'uns,
that
too,
is a gob of them, Mr. Foley. There's a reason for there being so many of us, so much, Foley. See, my poppy was a grass widower with 7 or 8, and Mommy was a widower with 6 or 7, and then they met and fell in love and got married and had a dozen or two. It's a mess. One day, I never will forget, my mommy called Poppy and says, Jim, she called him, says, Jim?
Jim?
Yeah, you see, Jim, Red, Jim is my poppy's maiden name on my grandma's side. She said, Jim, come here quick. Says, your kids and my kids are just beating the stuffing out of our kids. And I was one of our kids, too.
Well, I tell you, just go nurse your wounds over there, Rodney, while I gather my Cumberland Valley boys for a song here. We've come to what we call hymn time on this evening's Prince Albert Opry, and that means a couple of minutes of quiet meditation and music, the music that's been handed down to us from generation to generation, and the words that sort of comfort us. Tonight's sacred song is one called Where Could I Go But to the Lord.
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation's sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Thanks a lot, boys. Thank you very much. Now, one of our mainstays on the Grand Ole Opry is that versatile young fella. Of course, I think maybe you boys know who I'm talking about. The little man with the grit, big boys. The old Cole Tater boy. Little Jimmy Dickens, boys. That's all.
mighty, mighty nice. No, you fellas didn't mean that, but I love it anyhow. When I was a little boy around the table at home, I remember I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. And that is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. And then the preachers, they would come to stay a while with us. I would have to slip around and raise a little fuss, in fear that I would spill the beans or break a china plate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Well, I thought that I'd starve to death before my time would come. All that chicken they would eat and just leave me the bun. The feet and neck are all they left upon the china plate. It makes you pretty darn weak to take an old cold tater and wait. Now, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. And that is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
Okay, boys, thank you a lot. You know, it'd tickle us to death if we could just bring every one of you men up to the microphone here and let you say hello to the folks back home in America. Of course, that'd take too long. We can sing a little song to the folks back home, so we want all of you men to join in and good and loud so the folks back home can hear you. And let's put that best barbershop foot forward and sing a little song, I Want a Girl, just like the girl that married dear old dad. Boys, let's go, huh?
I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad. She was a girl and the only girl that daddy ever had. A good old-fashioned girl with heart so new, one who loves nobody else but you. I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old
man. Yes, sir. Hey, come here, Grant, will you? Watch now, watch carefully. There.
So what? You just pulled out a cigarette, didn't you?
You're right, but a making cigarette. While you were watching, too, rolled it so fast and so firm and smooth that you thought it was already made. Now, that's what you can do with Prince Albert. Because Prince Albert's choice tobacco is crimp cut so that it clings to the paper and it doesn't blow around. It doesn't dribble out the ends. And I tell you, for my money, there's no tobacco in the world like Prince Albert. And now, the number one folk song in America right now is a little tune called The Lovesick Blues. And of course, we have the boy here with us today, boys, who is responsible for all the commotion that tune has caused. Let's give a nice big welcome to the old boy from Alabama, that big, long, tall, lanky, lean Hank Williams. What do you say, boys?
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful girl. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful thing. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
Well, sir, boys, here is a treat that you've all been waiting for. We have that beautiful international traveler, Miss Grinder Switch of 19 and 30, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Here, where y'all are. Oh, I heard what two of them said just now when I come in here. Well, sir, though, I was coming in out there and two of them were standing there and they were just kind of throwing their eyes over my way, kind of casting sheep's eyes in my direction. And one of them said to the other, and he said, "Ain't that the ugliest girl you ever seen?" I done said, "Yeah, she's ugly, but she may be a pretty good old girl. You know, beauty's only skin deep." I done said, "Well, let's skin her." I'm getting to get away over here. Now, my feller didn't want me to come over here. He liked to have a fit when he found out I was coming over here. Just last week, my feller come by to see me, and we were sitting there on the double settee. It was late. It must have been 8:30. And he says to me, he says, "Minnie Pearl, I wished you wouldn't go over Germany where all them handsome fellers is at." He says, "What would you do if you was to get over and run up on a bunch of them fellers that'd just kiss you at the drop of a hat? What would you do?" I said, "I reckon I'd be all the time a drop in my hat." I ain't had no trouble yet, though. I'm still hoping. Law, we had a party the other night and played a kissing game at Grinder Switch, and I'm telling you the truth. There was some old girl there, and she kept hollering, "Let's play kissing games. Let's play kissing games." My throat was so sore the next day. They played a kissing game where they'd draw a circle in the middle of the floor, and a girl would stand in the middle of the circle, and a fella would either have to kiss her or pay a fine. I made $11.85. Well, sir, seeing all you handsome fellas over here puts me in the mind of my cousin Elmer. He's been down the South Pacific, and he was a... He's telling me about them girls dancing, them hooler dances. And I says, "How do them girls dance them hula dances?" And he says, "Well, that ain't hard to do. All you do to dance the hula dances, you tie a bunch of hay around your waist and a bunch of oats around your neck and then just rotate the crops."
thanks a lot, fellas. Here's another little song, boys, that I'd like to sort of dedicate to Prince Albert, the best tobacco, I think, in the world. A little song here that's called I'm Throwing Rice at the Girl I Love. I'm throwing rice at the girl that I love after she just said I do. I'm throwing rice with a smile on my lips, but my heart is breaking in two. She was my gal and he was my pal, but she loved him better somehow. I stepped aside after I kissed the bride, and I'm throwing rice at her now.
Thank you.
That was wonderful.
You're talking about Prince Albert, I guess, huh?
Well, I meant your singing, Red, but Prince Albert is wonderful, too, in making cigarettes. Well, it's no kidding, buddy. It's rich, full-flavored, and mild and cool.
Yeah?
Clear, I'm just going to go and roll me one, right?
All right, and while you're rolling one, Rod, we're going to call Roy Acuff back up here to do us a little calling for a square dance. Boys, if you feel like dancing, well, let it roll, huh?
All join in, circle around, grab your gal and head for town. Swing her high, swing her low, turn her loose and on you go. Hurry up, boy, and don't be slow, you ain't as ragged as you was a while ago. Chase your rabbit, chase her, chase that pretty girl around the room. Can I join in with you?
Well, we hate to bust in here with everybody having such a good time, but men, we've used up just about all the time that they'll allow us. We couldn't get all of the Grand Ole Opry gang who are here in Germany this week into this 30-minute show tonight. But next Saturday night, our program will be coming to you from Berlin. That's Berlin, Germany. At that time, we'll have more Grand Ole Opry Globetrotters, as we call them, Jimmy Dickens and Hank Williams and Jimmy Riddle and several others. This is Red Foley saying good night for Minnie Pearl, Rod Brasfield, Roy Acuff, and Judy Martin, and all of the Grand Ole Opry camp.
This is Elvis Grendelbacher came to you transcribed from Lion Main Air Base near Frankfurt, Germany.
Songs by Morton Downey tonight on NBC.